What's going on? How are you today?
Hi, is that Chris or Jason?
This is Chris, the deeper voice, the more energetic softball shortstop for our team is Jason over here.
Hey, man, it's Jason here, too.
We welcome you to our area in a couple weeks, Friday, July 19th. You're coming to Merriweather. Have you ever played there before?
Yeah, several times. I like playing Merriweather. It's got good vibes.
What do we expect from this tour? I know you guys are touring with Jimmy Eat World. How's it like, you know, what's it been like being on the road with those guys? I mean, I think of you two, God, you guys are the soundtrack of so much of our lives.
You know, we haven't started the tour yet. It starts in 1 week. Opening night is at the Greek in Hollywood. And so by the time we get to Merriweather Post and with July 19th, we'll be like just firing at that point. So when we put this tour together, Third Eye Blind was like really careful about who we're going to take out. And I hope everybody will get there early to see Rah Rah Riot because they're going to be great too. So all three bands are going to be coming out.
I'm excited to check this one out here. And as Jason mentioned, you know, soundtrack of our childhoods, some of the more iconic songs you guys had, Semi-Charmed Kind of Life, obviously. How's It Going to Be? Is there a favorite of yours that you like still performing?
I love playing Wounded. That's one of my older songs. But, you know, the thing is, like, we always have new music, and I love playing new music. But some of our fans are so young that they just, like, this music is fresh for them, and you can see that reflected in their faces, and that keeps it alive for us. So it's actually just really, like, it's all just a pleasure to do. Like, I love doing it. I love playing.
Take me back. I always like to find out sort of the roots of each, you know, the artist. Like, I know that you guys formed the band in San Francisco in, like, 93, but even for you, like, growing up, who were the rock bands or any other artists that you admired that you think influenced you guys?
I loved Jane's Addiction. I loved, I loved hip-hop, still do, because you can stretch out the lyric. So I was always too wordy, and I could never edit myself down enough to actually, fit into some 8-bar, like, you know, pop verse. So I always wanted to stretch everything out. And so hip hop really helped me with that. I'm a drummer by trade. So I like this sort of like rhythmic, really like bonded way of singing. Grunge to me was this kind of nihilistic look at the world. And I wanted that punk sense of rebellion, but it was more about kind of living things on my own terms. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I did my very best for you.
No, I appreciate that. And by the way, the songs you write, like, you write most of them in the first album there, right? I mean, what's more difficult, writing or performing these masterpieces?
Oh, well, thanks for calling them masterpieces. And I definitely writing them is like the bigger challenge. Like the first 90% of the song is really easy, and then the last 10% is always a challenge for me, Chris.
Speaking of the songwriting, you've probably gotten this one a million times, so softball for you, but our listeners will kill me if we don't ask about when you sat down to pen Semi-Charmed Life. How did that one come to you? How'd that come together?
I have no idea. I can't remember. It's too long ago. I was sitting on a bed with a guitar thinking about Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground going do. And I'm thinking that's the East Coast. What's the West Coast? So basically I'm just the West Coast walking the wild side.
How's It Gonna Be is my personal favorite. Any story behind that one? I like the just, it's smooth, but then at the end it kind of kicks, and that's what I liked about it.
No, it's just kind of like, you know, just the usual thing about an ex, you know, ruminating over an ex-girlfriend. Kind of moping, I would say.
All right, and then to come off of such a massive album like that, when you guys tried to follow that up, you were able to do it with Blue. I enjoyed that one, too. I mean, Never Let You Go was God, that was one of the catchiest things I think you guys ever did. But do you feel any pressure coming off of that? Such a big success, and then to be able to turn around and in my opinion, you actually delivered. So, you know, how'd you think of, you know, having to follow up on something so massive like that? I mean, that's like an all-timer album.
No, I've never thought of things in that way at all. I've just, like, make music and never expected. I had no expectations on any of the records I put out, including the first one. And I don't think that one's like my best record. So they all just behave differently. And I don't think I have that much to do with it on where they go. So we just make things that are like authentic and to us. And then they're at least eligible to travel to somebody else. And I think if you start thinking about pressure or anything like that, it's a very un-rock and roll mindset. You really just have to be like, I'm making this because it demands to be heard, and I'm going to huck it out there, give to the universe, and whatever happens after that is beyond my control.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, whatever happens the rest of the day, I don't care, because this was the highlight talking to you, watched you, listened to you my whole childhood. You have been a great performer. Third Eye Blind, Jimmy Eat World, Friday, July 19th, Merriweather Post Pavilion with special guest Ra Ra Ra. Thank you so much, Stephen, for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.